Storm damage, tornadoes, high winds, and heavy rains will continue to keep you updated on the post-storm damage and pre-debate tonight. Donald Trump and Joe Biden go head-to-head, 9 o'clock in Atlanta. We have that story, too. And we welcome, from the Pittsburgh Business Times, journalist Jake Debkowski. Jake, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me back on.
Good to have you back. And this story about CMU and the Sci-Lab, an international network of cybersecurity companies and investors, have been drawn to Pittsburgh. I think a lot of people in the region would be interested in that, since we have seemed to become a mecca for a lot of things, including robotics.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sci-Lab out of CMU has existed since, I believe, the early 2000s. They are a school-wide or university-wide institute for cybersecurity development and research. What they've done now is they've launched a broader network that is connecting investors, companies, and researchers. Why they've done this is because a lot of times cybersecurity research is very, very early on. And once you receive an investment, you have to meet a certain number of metrics for your company before you can get more money. And if you don't meet those metrics, you're not going to get more money. And then you're just, your business is going to collapse, essentially. And then so all that research, all that effort is potentially going to be lost to the waste bin. So by pairing investors with companies and researchers early, they might not necessarily be giving money immediately, but they can be giving advice, they can be giving their expertise. And that's a two-way street, because for these investors that have, you know, portfolio companies, they need cybersecurity efforts too. We all need cybersecurity efforts in this day and age. And Pittsburgh in general is such a tech hub, like you mentioned. And so it's, it really has a growing cybersecurity force.
Jake, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know about the products that they're going to be developing. Are they trying to develop products that are out ahead of the criminal element, or are they trying to respond to what's going on currently?
So there's a variety of companies involved. So, for example, one company is dealing with something that's not even what you might traditionally associate with cybersecurity. They're researching to develop an AI model that can track to see if an image has been developed by AI. So, for example, we've seen with this presidential election, robocalls of President Biden, where it's not him talking, it's someone has used an AI to make him say things that he did not say. That has potential to be even more disruptive down the line. So this company is developing a method to track and stop that. And that has implications on businesses too. There was a business in San Francisco, I believe, that was victim to a robocall of their CEO asking for passwords. Now, they did their due diligence and checked with the CEO and saw that it wasn't him. But you can see how that could be a problem down the line.
Could be a real problem. We're with Jake Debkowski with the Pittsburgh Business Times. Who are some of the major players that have come to Pittsburgh because of our IT footprint?
I don't know if I'd say there's a ton that have come to Pittsburgh. More so, it's a lot of people know that this is a great place to start and nurture a company. So we have a lot of companies that have grown here. I mean, Duolingo is obviously the big one in terms of tech companies.
Right.
They have a pretty big global reach. But there's so many self-driving vehicle companies here. There are so many robotics companies here. Astrobotic on the north side, they are developing a Moonlander. Gecko Robotics is a pretty big robotics company, and they've developed robots that can scale oil rigs and do tasks that would be pretty difficult for ordinary human beings. So I think it's less so the Pittsburgh area is getting people to come here. And you are going to see companies come here. Microsoft has offices here. Meta/Facebook has offices here. Apple has offices here. But I think the bigger companies that are going to operate in the space are the companies that see, we've got a lot of talent coming out of CMU. We've got a lot of talent coming out of the University of Pittsburgh in AI, in healthcare sciences. And so it's companies that say, we're going to take this young workforce, we're going to nurture them, and they're going to nurture our company.
Read all about it, the Pittsburgh Business Times, Jake Debkowski. Wait a minute. How do I know it's you, Jake? We appreciate your time this morning. I love this stuff.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. We'll talk again. Have a great weekend. And coming up, we're going to check in with the young scholars and how that is connected to the healthcare profession in Pittsburgh next.